Today's topic is captioned Marriage Success Secrets. Marriage is a wonderful institution established by God for the benefit of mankind. It is the coming together of one man and one woman from different background and upbringing to form a godly home. According to God's design, marriage is intended to be honorable, fulfilling, and successful. Hebrews 13:4a says, marriage is honorable in all. However, success in marriage does not just happen. It's not the product of chance, luck, or wish. Rather, it occurs when both husband and wife intentionally accept responsibility and keep to their end of the deal. The truth is, like everything else, if you take your marriage for granted, cracks will appear like weeds springing up through a perfect lawn. No success story ever comes by accident. To enjoy success in marriage, therefore, you must nurture your marriage. And people who nurture their marriage reap one of the greatest treasures in life. It is my prayer that this will be your experience in Jesus' name. Marriage is ordained to be a lifetime experience once entered into. Therefore, divorce, separation, and failure is not part of God's original design for it. Therefore, for those who are married and under the sound of my voice right now, everything that is threatening the success of your marriage, I decree and declare it cursed in Jesus' name. And for those who are singles and not married yet, I pray for you today, you will enjoy a successful marriage. Recently, I took a lot of studies and did a lot of research of marriages that are 50 years and above. The man called Daniel Frederick and his wife Susan Beckman were married for 91 years and 12 days. This happens to be the longest marriage in U.S. history, and yet to be beaten. This talks about durability of the institution of marriage. Your own shall be more successful. John and Ann Betta were married for 85 years and they had a good marriage. Another man called John and Charlotte Henderson have been married for 80 years and both of them are still alive today, enjoying a great marriage. I pray for you today, every listener, your story shall be greater. But you must understand that you are a major player in the success or failure of your marriage. My biological parents, for example, were married for over 50 years. They enjoyed a great marriage. Their marriage today still stands as a great inspiration to me in life and in marriage. By the grace of God, this year makes it 38 years that I have been married. The God who has done it for others who have gone ahead of you, He will settle your story and your testimony shall be greater in Jesus' name. Every challenge and every unwanted situation in your marriage today, I decree that it shall be over in Jesus' name. Make your marriage a legacy by investing daily into it. Research shows that one major success secret in marriage is that of showing respect. What is respect? Respect is something we all want and require in a relationship. Lack of respect, I must tell you, is one of the major causes of crisis in marriages and homes today. Respect simply means to reverence, honor, and hold in high esteem. It means a sense of worth, excellence of a person. It means profound adoring, which is shown and can be felt. In other words, wherever there is respect, it cannot be hidden. It means a place of great value or high price on something. Respect in every marriage is very vital and should be cordial. Showing respect should not be a function of age, culture, or achievement. It's a necessity that you should choose to be deliberate about. Respect should be from the heart, not just from the mouth. Scripturally, respect in marriage should be mutual. In other words, it should be two-sided. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, the Bible says, "You husbands, giving honor or respect unto the wife." Ephesians 5:33 says, "The wife see that she reverence her own husband." So it is both ways. And the truth is, respect is a seed. The more of it you give, the more you earn. Respect should not just be behind closed doors when you are alone. No, it should be in front of others and behind each other. Though respect is obligatory in marriage, but it has to be earned. This is one of the greatest secrets I see in the life of my biological parents. I never saw my parents had crises in their marriage, but I see them give respect to each other. Respect is two-dimensional, and I want you to understand this. One, respect for God and His Word, and this is the primary one. Respect in marriage begins by first reverencing God and His Word. This is the first and foremost important form of respect. It's also the foundation for other types of respect. Your spiritual life must understand is the foundation for success in your marriage. You can't be more successful than you are spiritual. Understand is the spiritual controls the physical. And that's why the Bible tells us to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Some challenges in marriage are greater than your ability to overcome them. Therefore, you need divine help. Focus on God as your source of success rather than your spouse or yourself. I've come to realize that couples that put God at the center of their marriages are usually successful. Let God have the final say on all areas in your marriage, in your life, and you will enjoy success. When you respect God and His Word, obey His principles for marriage, respecting your spouse, your family members, and even yourself will not be a challenge. You must ensure that both you and your spouse are practicing Christians, not just Christians by mouth. Attend church together, serve God together, give together, pray together. And almost all examples that I researched and talked about earlier in this episode, these are some of the things that he did. I also see all this in the life of my biological parents. This also is helping my own marriage today a great deal. You will enjoy divine help in Jesus' name. And secondly, is respect one for another. Husband and wife, couples, respect each other's vision, mission, calling, and assignment. This helps you appreciate your God-given potentials. It helps you to value each other and accept the differences and uniqueness in your spouse. When you respect someone, you value their role in the relationship and go out of your way to learn and study how to please and serve them better. For example, if you receive a special gift in your home, maybe the senior pastor of your church or the president of your nation, imagine the kind of respect you will give to them. It's the same thing with your spouse, because that is what the Word of God says. And even when children come along and you start having children, don't contradict each other before your children as husband and wife. In a marriage, what does respect mean to a husband? And I want wives to listen very well. No man or husband wants a disrespectful wife. So respect the authority of your husband as the head of the home. Respect his knowledge, opinion, and decisions. Respect his ability and appreciate those unique qualities that are in him. Respect him in public and in private. This will go a long way in determining how others see him. If you respect him, then others will do the same thing. To a wife, what does respect mean? And husbands, listen very carefully. To a wife, respect, among other things, mean loving and cherishing your wife. Husbands, please understand, your wife does not have to be a supermodel to receive regular, sincere compliments from you. Take the lead, husbands, by prayerfully making wise decisions that will lead your family members to please God. See and treat your wife as your partner in the journey of life, not as a property. Don't treat her as a slave. Don't treat her as a subordinate or a weakling. This will not help your marriage. Show unwavering commitment to your marital vows. How do you show respect to your spouse? Three main ways you do that. In your thought, Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Respect begins from your thought towards your spouse. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks and the body acts. So when your heart honors and respects your spouse, your actions will align as well as your words. If you think evil, bitterness, malice, negative thoughts towards your spouse, it will one day manifest in the open. Married men and women, if your spouse happens to see the thoughts of your heart about him or her right now, how would he or she feel? A word is enough for the wise. Secondly, you do this is in your words. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt." So, husband and wife respect each other by avoiding the use of foul languages. Don't use derogatory statements with your spouse. It can easily destroy. Communicate in love. Use sound reasoning instead of nagging. Show respect in your communication. Don't shout or belittle your spouse with your words. Your words should be seasoned with salt and edifying. Encourage, appreciate your spouse, and show kind gesture to him or her. When our children were young and were all at home, I made them do things as simple as when their school fees are paid, I made them go to their father and appreciate him for paying their fees. Words are like eggs, and once broken, can never be gathered. And words once spoken or written, it can shatter. At the same time, when words are well spoken, it can mend, nurture a relationship. I pray for you today that every word that comes out of your mouth from this day forward shall be a blessing. Learn to think before you speak. Consider what to say, when to say it, and the tone to use. And beware of pride and anger. It destroys. Take caution. And third way, finally, by which you do this is in your actions. Actions, they say, speak louder than words. I can't even imagine a husband physically assaulting his wife and beating to the point of injury. What kind of action are you showing as a believer? What you do reveals the state of your heart towards your spouse. I really wonder, after a physical fight, husband and wife, you will still go to bed the same way and have affairs together? This is absolutely unacceptable and ungodly. Make your spouse feel accepted and admired. Respect is shown in seeking each other's ideas and opinion. Don't neglect his or her input. Be quick to apologize when you are wrong and give no place to the enemy. In my own marriage, countless times, I've had to apologize to my husband and ask for his forgiveness for one thing or another. The same way from him. Countless times, he's had to say sorry on one issue or another. It doesn't reduce from anyone. Learn to obey God's word. The key is giving just a little extra every day, as often as possible, for as long as you both shall live, will help your marriage. Give nice gestures, and giving of gifts will go a long way in strengthening the success of your marriage. In action, respect each other's boundaries. Don't take your spouse's personality for granted, thereby overstepping your bounds. Respect for boundaries is respect for self. For example, personally, when I'm in my own car, I don't ever ride with a married man sitting beside me, except my husband. And he does the same thing. That's part of my boundary. You must respect each other's boundary. Then, appearance and your body. A marriage to become one flesh. Hence, your body belongs to each other. You are to show respect through your dressing, your carriage, taking care of your body by rendering due benevolence and being sexually committed to your spouse. You find some married couples, when they are with each other, they dress carelessly, dress anyhow. But if they are to attend to a guest, they appear their best. This should improve. The married bed should be undefiled. Marital and sexual unfaithfulness must not be found with you. And of course, finally, in possession, talking about material and financial matters, there is no his or hers in marriage. Whether you earn more or less is a joint family venture. Men should be belittled or feel superior because of what they contribute. Your bank account or that of your spouse should not determine whether you respect each other or not. Treat your spouse how you want to be treated. Avoid pride, don't be rude, and don't be self-centered. Take responsibility for your actions, not making excuses for them. In scriptures, you have several examples, both in the Old and in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, you have the example of Abraham. He respected Sarah and placed her needs before his. His son Hagar and Ishmael had sent away from their home because Sarah requested it, Genesis 21. Then Sarah reverenced her husband Abraham, calling him Lord, 1 Peter 3. Elkanah loved and respected Hannah, even when she was unable to bear him children, 1 Samuel 1. Hannah respected her husband. No wonder he loved her more than her co-wife, 1 Samuel chapter 1. Esther showed respect and honor to the king and therefore found favor, Esther chapter 4. Ruth showed respect to Boaz and found favor in his sight, though she was a widow. In the New Testament, Mary respected Joseph and was obedient to instructions concerning the safety of Jesus as revealed to him by God, Matthew chapter 2. Elizabeth showed respect to Zechariah by agreeing to call their baby John, even though no one in their lineage ever bore that name, Luke chapter 1. And finally, Priscilla and Aquila had love and respect for each other, which reflected in their service in God's kingdom, Acts chapter 18. In conclusion, you must understand, there is nothing mystical about marital success. If you want it, you have to create it. One major way to create it is through respect. Respect is like a muscle. If you keep working it, it will become stronger every time you manifest it. Couples, outline areas of possible disrespect in your marriage and begin to consciously work on them. As you do your part, you enjoy divine help. Learn to enjoy each other's differences and allow for change and growth in your spouse. Understand that your spouse isn't perfect, but together you can work towards making your relationship perfect. Therefore, today, as I close, I decree and declare the blessings of God upon your marriage, for those of you who are married. And I pray that every challenge in your home will receive divine solution from today in Jesus' name. I curse the spirit of pride in every home and I decree the blessings of God. For the singles that are not married yet, grace to live a life of respect. After you get into marriage, receive it in Jesus' name. As I close, today is the day of salvation. You want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be born again? Because that's the foundation. Pray this prayer with me from your heart. Say after me, O God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins now. Forgive and save me in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. If you pray that prayer from your heart, you are born again. Log on to the website address shown at the bottom of your screen and fill in the salvation form. You can also send your testimonies through the same medium and connect with social media handles at the bottom of your screen. Always remember, God is too faithful to fail. See you next time. Bye.